I'd be interested to know if you're a regular digital listener or you've come here because of the cricket today, because apparently in 10 years, we mightn't have that choice. Stilgherrian joins us now on what the BBC said overnight, that they're preparing to shut down their traditional TV and radio broadcast and become an online service in about 10 years' time. And that's according to their Director General, Tim Davey. He said, imagine a world that is internet only, where broadcast TV and radio are being switched off and the choice is infinite. A switch off broadcast will and should happen over time, and we are actively planning for it. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about the app BC, just as being an app? And will it work in a really large country like Australia, where there are already many, many digital black spots? Stilgherrian joins us now. Stilgherrian used to work at the ABC and is a tech writer. Welcome, Stilgherrian.
Good afternoon, Jill.
Look, this is an interesting and very bold statement by the BBC. Is it inevitable anyway that all media will be digital at some point?
I mean, if by digital you mean online rather than broadcast through transmitters around the place, I suspect not totally, but it will be radically changed. At the moment, the ABC has, what, it's six, seven radio networks, I think, when you add up. You've got Double J online, you've got ABC Jazz only online already and things like that, right?
Mm.
And in digital form. TV, there's TV options which are only online. There are programs which are only on iView. But the aspect, like the technical aspects of traditional broadcasting, there's some things you will never be able to beat. One is the resilience of it, that in an emergency situation, and I know people will look at this in an emergency, we rely on the ABC or whatever it is, that once you've got a powerful transmitter up and at the other end the person's got a battery-powered radio, you can nuke everything in between and it'll still work because it's just a transmitter and a receiver. That said, I started asking around earlier, how many of you actually have a battery-powered radio that you've checked the batteries off recently? I wonder how many people still have that. And increasingly, though, and you mentioned things like broadband black spots, Wi-Fi black spots, that sort of thing.
Yes.
We have satellite internet rolling out. Now, Mr. Musk has his SpaceX Starlink satellites up there, and there are people in Australia who are already customers of that. That will eventually be something that could operate all around the world if you need it for that kind of direct emergency broadcast, because it will be effectively satellite broadband and you can stream anything you want. So I suspect the head of the BBC, I mean, he might be right that eventually this will fade away. I think he's a bit optimistic to say it'll be within 10 years.
Yes.
But we have seen really quite substantial changes in technology before that people accepted. We went from UHF TVs to VHF TVs and everyone had to buy a new television. And then we went from analog television to digital and everyone had to buy new televisions along the way. We did that. And maybe we'll do it again. Maybe we will get our direct reception satellite internet device. Maybe in 10 years' time, all the phones we buy will have that option built in.
Look, many people are texting in. Maria, you're telling us you're an entire digital listener, regardless of the cricket. She streams the ABC digital app in the car when the cricket is on. Mark is saying he only ever listens to the digital app because it's so wonderfully clear. But there are blind spots there. So, I mean, we are on digital radio at the moment, Stilgherrian. So you would expect that digital fans would be listening to us now. But, I mean, will the ABC just be an app? I mean, is that what it is going to become? Like, you know, on your TV, you just hit the app and TV and radio comes up and you choose your poison.
Well, why not? I mean, we can already do that, right? I mean, on my phone, I have the ABC Listen app and I have the iView app. I don't own a television. I don't own a standalone radio. I use the internet for all my stuff. Now, there are other reasons for that. I live up in the Blue Mountains and we're in a reception dodgy spot. So, you know, it actually works out better to do that. And as you say, it's crisp digital quality, clean from the source. Sure. But I mean, you say it's just an app. But the ABC is more than just a tranny sitting next to your bed, right? I mean, there's the studios, the people, the organisation, the journalists, the actors making drama. That's the ABC. It's not about how it gets to you. And look, that may change. That said, things like the overseas kind of radio and transmitting around the world, we do have a lot of places where we want to reach people who might not be as far ahead technically as we are in Australia and certainly as we are in urban areas. Maybe that will linger on. Just in case we have a quick cyber war and all the satellites are shut down.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, everyone is saying on the text line, it's emergency broadcasting, you know, that if we all had to sort of rely on the internet in an emergency, you know, many people wouldn't get the information that they needed still, Gary. And it's hard to see that changing in 10 years, isn't it?
Yes and no. We already have emergency SMS systems so that, you know, I'm notified if there's a bushfire within a certain distance of me automatically because my phone is on the line. And you can say, oh, but what about black spots? Well, you can fix black spots. Oh, what about this? Well, sure, you can do all those things. It comes back to, you know, when someone is there and the river is flooding and the water's getting up to their nose, is listening to Jules Schiller the most useful thing that they could have at that moment?
You're on dodgy territory because I'm going to have to say no. I would not be listening to soft rock at that moment.
Exactly. But the information, that also has a big morale factor, right? If you're feeling in danger and you just get an anonymous SMS to tell you that this is the thing and you need to evacuate that's one thing. But to hear the reassuring voice of someone you're familiar with, even though they're telling you exactly the same information, you feel safer.
Well, I mean, what I would be doing, I mean, at that moment, if the water's coming up to your nose, I would not be helpful. But hopefully in the hours leading up to that moment and in the days leading up to that moment, I would be, you know, broadcasting press conferences from the Premier and from the SES. I would be talking to hydrologists, talking about an upcoming flood. So hopefully I would, you know, listening to me would not get you in that situation in the first place.
Exactly. And the question then becomes, how does that... I mean, in the industry, as you know, this is called companionship radio in the sense we join you every afternoon and we're here, we chat about that, we can call in and chat with you. The question is, does that have to be done via a big transmitter and radio receivers, or can it be done, as we're doing right now, via the internet?
Yes.
And maybe that will be... it'll get to the point where there's no point later. The other thing that will drive this, though, as someone reminded me before we started talking, the existing broadcast TV takes up a huge amount of radio frequency spectrum, which the telecommunication companies would go, we could roll out more 5G on that or 6G or whatever and better internet. So in a way, having those enormous, powerful television transmitters blocks out a whole lot of access possibilities for the future.
Well, Stilgarian, we do have to leave it there. It is an interesting insight into how the future might unfold, and thank you for helping me paint that picture.
My pleasure, Jules, anytime.
Thank you, Stilgarian.